Okay, so yeah. Make sure I got this on tape, but you were talking about this little thing, the little shape like an umbrella, you know, that grows wild.
Mushroom or toadstool.
Yeah. One of them safe to eat, but you'd say the other one was...
Very hazardous and dangerous. But.
Say if somebody was trying to eat something, they had a real sore throat, you might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Can't swallow it.
And these things that people smoke, some people smoke either...
Cigarettes?
Or...
Cigars?
So you were at a party, maybe somebody would sit down at the piano and start playing, and maybe some people would start...
To sing?
Or if somebody told a funny story, people would start...
With laughing.
So if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be...
Beholden to you, or bounden, or...
Ever use obligated there?
Well, obligated, yeah.
Obligated to you. Say if somebody asked you to do something, and you were going to cooperate, you might say, well, sure, I can do that.
Be glad to?
Or, sure, I can do that, I can do that, something like that.
Yeah. I could do that, or I can, or...
Or, say for example, if a farmer were out in the field examining his corn and it was exceptionally short for this time of year, he might say something like, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it could be taller.
It used to be, or normally is, or was.
Or, say if a boy had just gotten a whipping, you might say to yourself, well, looks like he did something he...
Got his comeuppance?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's not really used very much anymore, but I've heard it.
Or say if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say something like, well now, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm just not going to do it.
Or another way of saying it, I just do it.
I just won't do it.
Or, get on something else. Different types of animals. This bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark, you call that an
owl?
There are different types around here.
There's called a barn owl, a screech owl.
What's the difference?
I guess the barn owls hang around in a barn. I think they tend to be a little smaller. A screech owl that lives in the woods and has a high, shrill call, screech, screaming sound.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees? You call that
a woodpecker.
Bird called anything else?
Well, peckerwood or redhead.
Ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Oh, yeah. I really don't know what they mean by it, but I've also heard of small-time sawmill operators being referred to as peckerwood sawmills.
Because they deal in wood, or?
Well, I think because they move around and chop up trees wherever they go, and they don't stay in a permanent location. They'll move and set up somewhere else.
And this animal that's black has a white stripe down its back. Gives off a strong smell.
Call a skunk or a polecat.
Same thing.
There may be some technical difference in them, but basically it's the same thing.
You ever heard of a civet cat?
Civet cat, yeah.
Is that
a sign? Same reaction, but I think it's a different species of a skunk. A civet cat may be the same as a polecat, but there's a little difference in the coloring, I think.
Is there any general or comprehensive term you might use to describe animals?